I suppose, as far as mileage is concerned, we down in Virginia have to go about the furthest into the valley. But I'm thankful this morning that Jesus Christ has meant us to be more than conquerors. We have meetings in prison camp occasionally down in Virginia, and many of these prisoners have really been changed. I believe some of them have been soundly converted in the time that we have been down there, and many of them have oftentimes expressed a sort of a fear about being able to live a Christian life when they get out of the prison camp and get back into the world and among their friends and in-laws and outlaws. And it sort of seems that that same feeling has been expressed up here. Can I possibly live the same kind of a Christian life when I get back into the city? Well, thank God that Jesus Christ is a strong Savior,
hallelujah,
a mighty Deliverer. And we don't have to feel that we are the ones that are hunted and that we are the ones that are sought of on the defensive. God wants to make us to be on the offensive.
Amen.
Praise God, to take this glorious and marvelous light back to wherever God has placed us, and to know that he that is within us is stronger than he that is in the world. Praise God. We can stand against all the onslaughts and all the attacks that Satan can hurl against us and be more than conquerors, be victorious all the time. We cannot possibly be defeated. Praise God, because Jesus Christ has come to dwell within these hearts. The only thing that I have to be afraid of is myself. Praise God. As long as I can get my eyes off myself and get them upon Jesus Christ, why, I can take one step at a time and take it in faith and take it in victory. Praise God. There's an old Negro spiritual that goes something like this. I don't exactly know the words, but it talks about just inching along. And I believe that in our Christian life, there are times when we want to take giant steps, especially at a time like this, why we expect great things from God. And thank God that God meets us and does great things for us. My, throughout these 2 weeks, it's been a real feast for me just to sit here and enjoy this wonderful place down in Virginia. We're all alone. Just me and my wife. Two children. And sometimes in the church you sort of get the feeling, well, you don't blame the people for wondering and questioning and complaining and things like that. And you sort of feel a little bit on your own. But praise God, my, to be up here and in the midst of all these wonderful testimonies, it's just been such a rich feast. And I was reminded of that word that we have heard so many, many times. All the truths of the Bible are but pathways to the feet of Jesus. It just seems that there's so much that you can't contain it. You can't remember it. You'd like to just jot it all down and get it on tape and listen to it over and over and over again. But I'm thankful that in this place we have been pointed to the fountain of life, Jesus Christ himself. And I'm thankful, too, that Jesus wants us to be fountains.
Amen.
Fountains of living water, not cisterns. A cistern is something that you put water into and then draw it out again, and then it gets empty. But we're not to be cisterns. We're to be fountains of living water. And Jesus is able, praise God, hallelujah, he's able to save us unto the uttermost. He's able to enable us to raise a real banner and say, I can conquer through Christ Jesus my Lord. I don't have any strength in my own. And that's wonderful. If I had some strength, I perhaps would like to go against the enemy. But my, he's far stronger than I am. And all my puny efforts are absolutely nothing. But when Jesus Christ comes to dwell within my heart, praise God, he puts a strength in my soul. And he puts a light in there that absolutely nothing can conquer me. And more than that, We are to go against the gates of hell. And we ought to pull down these strongholds of Satan. We ought to resist sin. We ought to speak out against it. We ought to go into the world knowing that we have a message that is life-giving. And we have the living Word of God, and we can plant that seed. We can't give the increase. God has to give the increase. But we can do the planting. We can be workers together with God. And perhaps someone else somewhere has planted. And we can go along and we can water that seed. And then God will give the increase. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful for Pilgrim Camp. I'm thankful for the gardeners. I'm thankful for the light that shines in our midst. And most of all, I'm thankful for this wonderful Savior that we have.